This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver will reinstate its mask mandate for public indoor spaces tomorrow. Mayor Michael Hancock says the order is because of rising COVID cases among unvaccinated people. The order requires all people older than two to cover their faces indoors until January. Businesses can verify vaccinations rather than require masks. Dozens of Aurora community leaders, residents, and politicians debated how to curb youth gun violence last night. CPR's Jenny Brundin says they agreed the solutions are complicated.
Aurora Public School Superintendent Rico Munn says two recent shootings are symptoms of deeper issues. Youth lacking the skills to resolve conflict, not seeing a future for themselves, and having easy access to guns. Many say parents need to pay greater attention to their children, even volunteering an hour in school. Incoming Aurora School Board member Ann Kiki.
As a teacher, I need help.
Others say youth are more likely to respond to community organizations staffed by people of color rather than a white mental health therapist. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A 15-year-old was arrested for his involvement in an Aurora shooting last week. Six teenagers were shot in Nome Park near Aurora Central High School. Everyone survived. The suspect was charged with attempted first-degree murder. Police identified him as the possible driver of one of two cars they say were involved in the drive-by shooting. His name has not been released because of his age. This is CPR News.